No, Hilchos Shabbos, Melech Simen Shin Chaf, in the middle of the Halachas of Schita, on page 290, on Kuf Mem Hayyam Beis. Siv Ches, Haseichet Dag Letzir, if someone squeezes out a fish for its brine, Dinik Haseichet Kvash Meshlag Slamemein, it has the Halacha, which we previously spoke about, like squeezing out pickled and stewed items for their juice. Siv Mishbur Siv Kat Lamed Alf. Someone squeezing out a dog Letzir, a fish for its juice, but someone would have been to say, Shesach a dog, that he squeezed a fish, Lahitzi Tzira, to take, to squeeze out the fish brine, Shetarchle, because he needs it. Myrit Tumma, but Tzira Shenibla by Mashka Da'am, it's somewhat the brine that got absorbed in the fish from other types of juices. The Kachdamika Sechet Shlakas, Lamema, therefore it's similar to the halacha of squeezing out stewed items where it absorbed juice from other things, for its juices to us, that's forbidden, not like we mentioned before. Because the Babitzira, it's a Magufa, but the juice that from the fish itself, Doimala Sechet Sharkala Paris Lamema, that's actually similar to squeezing out all other fruits for its own natural juices, that actually demuted the permitted. Like we said previously in Sif Al. Sif Tes, Hashelig Va'abarat, snow and hail, Ein Menaskin, you can't crush it, Dainu Ladiz L'Shabrim, to break them, L'Chatich, Hazak, into small pieces, so that the water flows. But you can put it into a cup of wine or water. When the Ma'ich Ma'ilab, and it dissolves on its own, it does not have to be concerned. You put in the sun like a negative Madura or opposite a fire of Nibshru, and they melt. Return, they're permitted. Says Mishbur Sivkat Lamed Beis. So he said, snow, ice, you know, crush them. That is to crush them, the chatich is actually the small pieces. Because I've lished by chatich and mimenda, but to break up a piece from it, sure, that's permitted. But filling me zubuk says my mouth, even if some water is going to flow through that, to learn this kavanah, that was not his intention, but it goes to waste, says the Beis Yosef. Sivkat Lamed Gimel. So you're not allowed to crush it to small pieces so that it should flow, meimav, its juices. And the reason for this is because the dam of the malacha, it's comparable to a malacha. How so? Shabur hamay malalu, because you're creating these waters, which weren't here before, because it was a solid, it was ice. Basim rabbanan and rabbinically forbidden. Or you know, another approach you could say is a gezeret, it's a rabbinic decree. Shem yischad peres emblemashka, that you might squeeze out foods that are ready, that are used for their beverage, because you're squeezing out, you're getting a liquid from a solid, which that's biblically that's prohibited. Which Shartin Lamed, he says that's a Rambam. He says, and they left out the reasoning of Noilad, because the Mechaber does not hold like that from the fact that he permits you to put out this opposite the sun, even though that's Noilad, that's creating a new entity that wasn't there before. So it's not Noilad. It's either because it's similar to Malacha, because you're creating something, or because that it's a Gezer, because of Peres and Lamashka. Sivkot Lamedal. Except what you could do is you could put it in the cup of a beverage and it dissolves on its own, and Vein Achai shouldn't have to be concerned. Why? Keep the love and mice be them, since you're not doing action with your hands. Look, also, they didn't make a decree over there. V'yesh matzim, some permit of a little rasik be damn the techa kois, even to crush with your hands into the cup. For time, the reason is, the kibish is inside of a mash of a techa kois, since it's going to mix into whatever liquid is already there in the cup. Vein the ba'ayin, so it's not visible. Look, also, because there they didn't make a decree at all. That's a sum hole. So if you call it lamed hay, and if you put in the sun or opposite of fire and liquefies, so sivkatan lamahe, so that's matern, that's permitted. That is lahan to have benefit from them. Or then same thing is the mutlak tchila anich. It's initially permitted to place kimin shem emelu hinemach, because since it dissolves on its own, it's like the halacha I'm putting into a cup. Well, that's ramah b'simin shenichesiv tazem ba'agah gam hochi yeshlach. Here also one should be stringent. Because that is the afti nemach meilav, that even though it dissolves on its own, that's still also then it's still going to be forbidden, and the reason is mishum neilad, because of the prohibition of neilad, where you're introducing something that wasn't here before, and ve'in the daim l'techakai. It's not similar to the case of going to a cup. The hasam u'ur b'mayim, there it's mixed with water. Ve'in the nikkah, and it's not recognizable. Sif yud mutal l'shabai kerech. One's permitted to break the ice. K'dei lit d'mayim b'tachtav, to take the water that's beneath it. Says Mishra Sivkotam Mavav L'Shabbat Kerech, to break the ice. The Shvirz Hakerech, because breaking ice in a malacha klal, it's not a malacha at all. For the Asa Barisuk, and they didn't make it forbidden, but with crushing Elim Oisa, only if he's doing it, Kadei Sheizu B'Meimav, so the water should flow. But the Shara Tzina Islam Atez brings this from the Beis Yosef and the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon did not mention the reason the Mordechai that wrote the Magen Avraham, because he holds that that's just for gain that the Mordechai wrote this proof. But in truth, it's better our situation than over there, and it's not applicable building and demolishing at all, like the Maamar Mordechai writes. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, he says, Mashenkiv is it, which is not the case over here, because you're not doing it so that the water should flow, you just want to get the water that's beneath it. Because Magen Avraham writes, a menorah be'er, by a stream or a well, or a spring, Usr, actually, then it's forbidden because the kibnehu mechub lekarka, since that ice is connected to the ground, yesh b'mishum chashar ben nistir, there's a concern about building and demolishing. But many later authorities, they disagree on him. They hold that the shame mayim alein, that no, it has a name of water. There's no building and demolishing with that. And therefore, the needs of Shabbos, one could be lenient. If one has to be careful during, in the winter, that one should not wash his hands with water, that has snow or hail, for these concerns. And he washes his hands, he should be careful not to crush them between his hands, that it shouldn't be doing the crushing that we spoke about previously. Says the Mishpura Siv Kat Lamazan, Shalayitlayyadah shouldn't wash his hands, because they should be able, they risk that it doesn't come to the situation of crushing. But Shokhanat Sishit, make it was that he's leaning regarding this as Akshazar, Shalayir asking, but he should be careful regarding like the second half of the Siv, not to crush the ice. Siv Yudbez, Yesh Lazar, one is to be careful, Shalayishav Shev Yadah Bemelech, one should not rub his hands with salt. As Mishpura Siv Kat Lamatchez Bemelech with salt, Hatam, the reason is canal, like we mentioned before, Bashal Gubar regarding snow and hail. The Gamma say here also, Yishava Maima, Dehashiv, because you're creating water by the rubbing. Now that's specifically regarding just salt on its own. But you're allowed to put salt into water, I feel harb even a lot, and then to wash your hands with them after they were dissolved, like they permitted previously, to put the snow and the hail into the cup. Just you shouldn't make the salt water shouldn't be too strong. Then you can't make 2/3 salt and 1 part water. A person could step on snow with his feet, and he does not have to be concerned. With his feet, even though the snow is going to melt and flow through this, listen, but we're not bothered with this. Since he's not intending for this, so he writes to Kibin Shudavish Yevshalizar, since something that you can't be careful regarding Lagozrube, so they did not make a decree regarding that. We said that not to wash your hands with water that has snow in it. And if you do, you be careful not to press it tightly. So Lugmagram that he writes that for those who permit to crush in a cup, here also would be permitted. And the reason is because it's mixed with the water that you're washing with, and they weren't geyser with such a case. And it says not to be lenient regarding this, because this halacha is quoted by many Rishonim. Some of the deer shoes. Dirshun number 29. Regarding washing one's hands with soap, the Ramah writes later on Simashin Chabab. That's forbidden in Mishmur, but he explains the reason is because through the washing, so the soap is dissolved, is liquefying, and similar to crushing the case, our case over here, and the snow and the hail. Mishmur writes over there, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees on this, and he permits to wash with soap, and he writes in the Magen Avraham that Machlik is regarding the reason of the prohibition of crushing snow and hail. The Ramah holds that the issue is because of Neulim. You're like birthing something, and therefore by washing with soap, it's forbidden because there's a problem on the nylon. It was a solid, now it's a liquid. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch holds that the reason for this is because they were glazed, because you might come to squeeze fruits that are used for their fruits. And this gezeirah doesn't apply only but by snow and hail, where they're meant for the waters, but by soap, which is not meant for as a beverage, there's no room for such a gezeirah. Now regarding using liquid soap, says the Shulchan Aruch that even though that through the utility of it, the soap becomes like bubbly, there's no problem about moilid or noilid, like because the bubbles are not like something that has substance, and since at a later, like a short while later, that it liquefies back into water by or by itself, so they're permitted to use it on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yasha writes, that they already permitted this thing. Now, even if the liquid soap has a little of a consistency, Rabbi Yasha holds that it's permitted to utilize it. Our Trizik is Maishi writes that even though many conduct themselves to permit using liquid soap, however, it is appropriate to be stringent regarding this because it spreads, and it becomes more expansive than it was in the beginning. And there's a concern about mamachik, about smoothing. Ms. Grill says that since it's not explained in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Jidah, what's the shear and the limitation of what's thick, that is a prohibition about mamachik, but smoothing, one should be stringent with liquid soap that's a little bit thick. Dish number 30. The Mishmur over here is not conclusive. If the halacha is like the Yesh Matirin that says you could crush when putting in the cup, as even that you could even crush into the cup. Now Sharatzi in the Simchin Yichas, he writes it's good to be stringent, and he adds on that's something like a Shulchan Aruch over here that writes that permitted to put into a cup of wine or water and it dissolves by itself. It sounds like but the crush inside would be prohibited. And such regarding washing hands on Shabbos, with water that's mixed with snow and hail, Be'alacha is machriya previously in Sifri Adav, the Maskezar, like the opinion of those who say that's forbidden to do this, because you might come to push it with your hand, and even though that it's mixed with the waters that you're washing with. Now, to dissolve sugar by pouring hot water on it, the Chayadim writes that's permitted. That's how the Ben Ishchai writes that's permitted to dissolve the sugar into the water. And look at what's written in Shubis Rav Pa'alim. Chaznesh also writes regarding powders that they get dissolved in water, that you're allowed to mix it in water on Shabbos. And that's written in Shubis Ikiz Moshe, that you're allowed to mix, you know, cocoa powder or sugar and water. And that's the problem of Le'ashev. And the reason for this is that there's no problem about Moilid, or Le'ashev explained, because when you mix sugar and water, you're not crushing the sugar, it just dissolves by itself. And therefore, there's no problem about Moilid. Now, another reason to differentiate between melting snow and or hail and between mixing in a powder and water, the Archa Shabbos brings in the Pachad Yitzchok, the earlier Pachad Yitzchok, that when you're dissolving a snow or hail, you're creating water, which is not the case when you're dissolving powder, that you're not creating any new waters from it, rather just mixing with water that's already there. Now, regarding snow that came down on Shabbos, it's considered Muktzor Neilid, that we discussed right in Simen Shin Yod, Siv Kot Lama Beis. Dirshu number 32, in the situation that's necessary, the Rama writes that actually it's possible to be Mekel, even though the Mishnah quotes him that one should be stringent, even though it's a Maif Meilid because of Meilid. Dirshu number 33, in Shin Yod Chas, Siv Kot Kavzan, Mishnah writes that even though it's forbidden to put this Kanish opposite the fire, because since the fats that's congealed with it gets dissolved, it melts, and the problem about Moilid, however, B'dievet is not forbidden to eat. Someone explains that even though B'dievet one should not be lenient, only by this pashtida, this knish, because it doesn't have any other. But someone who's melting snow or hail, even B'dievet, even after the fact of forbidden to have benefit from the water, because since he has other waters. However, if he doesn't have any other waters, then yes, even B'dievet, it would be permitted. Dish number 34, taking out frozen water from the freezer so that it melts in the room temperature, L'yashav holds it permitted, even according to this opinion, which we said that, you know, the problem about Neulid, because only if you're placing the beverage that's frozen opposite the fire or the sun, that's considered as Neulid. But if you just take it out from a cold place to a less cold place so that it melts, that's not considered as Neulid. That's written in Shabbat Shevelevi, and that's also written in Riskarelis. However, Rabbi Ashraf holds that even though there's no problem of Neulid, however, when the liquids melt, they should be forbidden according to this opinion because of Neulid. On the other hand, Shabbat Shevelevi writes that there's no problem of Neulid even according to this opinion. Granted, water that was put into the freezer close to Shabbos and it froze on Shabbos, and then it went back and it was melted again on Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that even according to the opinion of Rav Moah, they're permitted, and even if they were melted opposite the sun or opposite a fire, because something that changed from how it was from by Ben Hashmashas and then went back to what it was by Ben Hashmashas, it's not forbidden because of Neulah. Now, melting frozen milk, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted, even according to Rav Moah, even opposite the fire or opposite the sun, because of its significance, it's considered milk even when it's frozen. And therefore, when it's melted, it's not considered like introducing a new thing, but frozen water, it's not considered as a mashka, and therefore, when it's considered as noilet after it gets melted. Other Rabbi Yashav holds, no, the halacha of water is, milk is the same as the halacha of water. Now, regarding frozen ice cream, and you're waiting to eat it when it gets melted a little bit, but Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to melt it, and there's no problem about moilid, because even when it's melted, it's still considered as oichel and not a mashka, and for that reason, if someone waits till it melts, it's not considered as introducing a mashka. So to freeze an ice cream, Shlomo Zalman prints for this reason, look later on, that anyways there are those who hold that by freezing a mashka, there's no problem about moilid. Rabbi Yashav holds that even someone who melts ice cream is considered as moilid. Now, to freeze water in the freezer or something like that, and Shubas David did Mishum, the Chabin Rav said it's forbidden to do this. Even according to the opinion of those who hold, there's no Issa Noilid by snow that becomes water, because according to their opinion, that's specifically snow, because since you think of it for mashka, it's considered as a mashka, and therefore, when it becomes water, so no real change to be considered as Noilid, but water becomes ice, it changed from a liquid to a piece of ice, that's Noilid. Another, the Simcha Zissel Riga, the Rosh Abbezna Brisk, held according to all opinions, there's no problem about Neulid for freezing water, and so, some say that the Chaznish was also lean regarding this, and that's how Rishon Zalman is inclined, and explains that only ice that becomes water is a change for the better, and therefore that's considered as Neulid. But water that becomes ice, that's actually a change for the worse, and therefore that's not considered as Neulid. Now, to freeze water in a shape, like to make a cube of ice, the Ashraf holds, that's forbidden because that's similar to building. Now, even according to those who say it's forbidden to freeze water, however, putting water into the freezer to give it just a chill, Rabbi Yashav holds that's permitted, and you don't have to be concerned, maybe you can forget it with the end, it's going to freeze. Preparing soda seltzer by putting gas into the water, shlomo zalman holds that's not a problem about moiler, because by putting it into the water, there's no new formation. Shabbos mez yitzer writes that l'gitchila once you prepare it from before Shabbos, but after the fact, if you couldn't prepare it beforehand, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Regarding creating this seltzer by putting in some type of like a powder into the water, Meril Diskin holds it forbidden, and Sefer Shabbos the Shabbos explains that his reason is because of Meilid, because the powder is not only mixing with the water, it's also creating with them some type of chemical reaction. However, the Shabbos the Shabbos brings that those who testify, the Chassam said was lean regarding this, Shabbos Haratzvi writes that there's no problem about Meilid because the gas that is introduced, what's called Noldu, are not things that are recognizable on their own, and they're only recognizable when they're in the water. And we discussed this written in Bialocha and Simit Shin Yuches at the end of the Maschel Vadochasin. Edition number 36. The reason why you can't make 2/3 salt and 1/3 water is brought in Shulchan Aruch later on Simchin Chav Aleph, that's forbidden to make an abundant salt water so that you could pickle vegetables, because that seems like it's similar to the Melacha Ma'abed, which is like tanning, which preserving things for a long time. And if you put 2/3 salt, you're not allowed to do that even a small quantity would already be problematic.